In autumn, with its shades of red and its lakes, the Matisine resembles a smaller version of Canada. But in spring and summer, we mainly take advantage of the sun and water. Take the resort of La Motte-les-Bains. The Motte comes from the old castle mound, where there is a beautiful chateau. Its origins date back to the year 1000, and Les Bains was added during the renovation as a spa in the mid-19th century. The reputation of the region's springs dates back centuries. During the Antiquity, the Saville and La Motte springs were already used to supply the thermal baths. The mineral waters were famous for their therapeutic virtues. From the Middle Ages to the 20th century, people came from all over the Dauphiné to be cured there. And the last constable of France, the Duke of Lesdiguières, used to go there to treat his sciatica. Let's travel back in time for a moment to the early 1920s. The term weekend has just been imported from England. A crowd of women in beautiful short-sleeved dresses are basking in the sunshine. We're just beginning to appreciate it. The men accompany them, sometimes with their jacket folded over their arms, while the children enthusiastically wave to each other with their little braided straw hats. They're all on their way to the spa. The castle, with 365 windows, could accommodate many people coming to the spa, whether they were staying here or just passing through. To supply the pools, a cast iron pipe with a length of almost 2 kilometres was built all the way to the springs. The water came out through a metal coil plunged into the embers, which warmed it to its original temperature. The thermal spa closed in 1927, but the castle is still open to the public. Visit and admire its surroundings and many panoramas by going on the hiking trails that depart from the village of La Motte-Saint-Martin.